Matt DiGregorio's junior year wasn't supposed to end before it started. Archmere's three-way football player and three-sport standout was ready to take his turn in the starting lineup for a team that had just missed the 2017 football playoffs when he got a bad break. Competing in a 7-on-7 league game before fall practice, DiGregorio suffered a fractured kneecap, with some of the bone getting stuck in his cartilage. It required surgery, and instead of worrying about where he fit on the roster, he was concerned about doing the most basic of exercises.
At the start, I was basically on crutches doing leg raises for weeks, waiting to get the strength back in my knee. And all the credit goes to Jim Mousied and Mr. Sternavant, my trainers, who are, got me through the process, got me to where I needed to be. So I went from barely able to doing leg raises, doing full sprints on the field, doing cut motions, doing everything I can to be ready to play for the season.
DiGregorio had to sit on the sideline as Archmere went on an impressive run. After losing to Division I power Dover in the opener, the Hawks ran off the final 9 games of the regular season to make the Division II playoffs, only to get knocked out by then-defending champion Del Mar in the quarterfinals. Watching wasn't easy, but Matt said it was a mixed blessing.
It was weird. I've been a three-sport athlete all my life, and missing a football season due to an injury was something I've never had to experience before, and it was really hard for me. Like what I thought was a really important junior year to get all that media attention, get all that feed, and missing all that hurt a lot, but it allowed me to better myself, allowed me to train during winter, train during spring, and be ready for this football season.
Matt might not have had standout moments on the field, but that's not to say he still didn't make an impact. At Archmere, the players picked the captains. Last year they picked two, and DiGregorio was one of them.
For my teammates to vote me captain shows how much the respect and how much trust they put into me to lead this team and be the best football player I can be next year.
There was still the matter of getting back to football activities. In November, just months after the surgery, DiGregorio went out with quarterback Tom Carney for a test.
Towards the end of the season, after we knew that I wasn't going to be able to return, I went onto the field with Mr. Mousied, and we did passing routes just to see if I'd be able to play for basketball to get my leg back under me. And I remember Tom throwing me the ball, and I was able to jump over our corners and catch it like I was perfectly fine. And that was, he thought it was the biggest breakthrough ever because I gained the confidence back in my leg that I so desperately needed.
DiGregorio's confidence returned, but it also came back to Carney, who will get one of his top receiving weapons back, one that he first met back in 7th grade when Tom eventually overtook Matt as the quarterback of their youth team.
If he can come back from a fractured knee just to make a spectacular catch, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, I have high hopes for our team if that's the standard right there.
DiGregorio's athletic comeback actually began on the basketball court, where in a reserve role he helped guide the Hawks to a 13-7 season, narrowly missing the DIAA tournament in their best campaign since 2014. He chose to take lacrosse season off and work with physical therapists to not only get back into game shape, but be ready for one big year at the football varsity level.
With Titus and all the passing we do with Tom, it's been feeling really good. I'm feeling like my former self. I got my speed back, I got my quickness back, and I'm ready to go.
Archmere head coach John Bellis watched his team's tight end and linebacker go through the process, and he said his team regains a huge part of their identity.
Matt is, like a lot of guys on our team, is a 2- and 3-way starter for us that we had penciled in prior to the year as somebody who was going to make a big contribution. And this year, you know, he's going to be, just in terms of talent, an offensive player, a defensive player, a special teams guy, and we really kind of live off of those guys. The other big thing, of course, is just leadership. Him being in the locker room, him firing guys up, him holding himself and other people accountable, I think is invaluable.
It's Matt DiGregorio's last ride as an Hawk, but if he has a big year, it might not have been the path he wanted, but the destination could turn out amazing in the end. In Claymont, Sean Green, WDEL Sports.